We are learning Masechet Zman Basra, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis. We just established that Pshat in the Mishnah is, because we have a kasha of the Lashon, that we know that the Gemara is saying Mechitza, that Ashutim Shirotu Lasa is Mechitza, which means a wall, then Bainim is a Kaisel, they build a Kaisel, a real festa Kaisel. And then it says, if the minig is to use gazes, or gvil, different type of stones, that's what you use if you decide to make a kaisel. But if you didn't decide to make a kaisel, then you don't have to make a kaisel. We're going hezekriya, loish me hezek. So the Gemara has a kasha that in such a case, boinim es a kaisel be'emtza, so pshita, what's the chiddush? What exactly is the chiddush that you build it in the middle? They both agreed that they're going to build a kaisel. So of course you build an emsa. So why is that a chiddush? And Tosfos explains, if you learned that it means hashutvim shrosh las mechitza, the shutvim that want to split up the field, that's what we're talking about. So then there would be a chiddush that there, since it's out hezek ria, so maybe he has to help with the expenses of the kaisel. But who said he has to build it in his chalik? Who said he has to build a chalik? You're worried about hezek ria? Okay, I'll pay for your kaisel. Who said I have to put it into my property? So that would be a chiddush. But if they both agree to make a kaisel, since pashut, you're making it both of them's property. Why is that a chiddush that you're buying them be'emtza? So pshita, lo tzvicha, the kodim chad, the ratz chavrei. It was one of them who convinced the other one. And then the other one said yes. Samao de tayim, what's the omelay? Kisra tzoyu lecha, ba'avira. That I was masking to you is that I was masking you to put up a fence and now block my sunlight. Because you wanted us, Hezekiah, no problem, put up a wall. But to take up some of my space, that was a masking to. Kamashlo, no. So we're saying like this, that even though we are both a masking to a kaisel, but the person who was convinced will say, you know what, I said yes. What I meant to say yes was that even though you're putting up a 4-amah wall and you're blocking my sunlight, you're blocking my avira, you're blocking my ear, no problem, you worry about Hezekiah, I'll be masking. But to give up my property, that I'm not going to have room now to do my laundry, and I'm giving up 2.5 talking about my property, that already wasn't asking to. Kamash Balon, yes. Huh?
And you
were
supposed to put up my property?
No, so, of course, then you put in someone else's property and you were supposed to put up a wall? What are you talking about?
I'm putting up a wall on my own property.
No, then you wouldn't. Then you were supposed
to.
No, you want money for the kaisel. He's paying for the kaisel.
I wanted to put up a wall on my property.
Yeah, you can put up your own. You can put in your own shoes, yeah. No problem. Huh? Because you want him to pay for the kaisel also. He's paying for the kaisel. He's paying for the kaisel and he's in a also be masking to ruin the airspace. And not only that, he's paying to ruin his own airspace. He's masking to the Etzim kaisel. But he never said he's giving up property, that's all. He'll make a thin kaisel. Like Rash says, but mechitza daka shortsay lamuti ba vira gunchal sarim shizdaka the hezagriya imba. Or Tim Shechayv Kaisel the Chalkecha put into your shoes. Chutz medava muot. I've lived in his Kaisel. I've won him. I've lemuti nami tashmishte lo Yisrael. I never said yes on that. I never said yes. I agreed, but I never said more than that. I never said that I want more than that. So it comes out. I was saying Hezek Ria lo Yishmei Hezek. But Hezek Ria lo Yishmei Hezek. And the more than ask questions now on that. The siman is Nigino Kaisel Kaifin Mechalkin Chalenis Rav Nachman. Tashma. Said in our Mishnah. V'chein begina. It says in our Mishnah that this halacha that shutim shirat las mechitza you make a bainim kaisel ba'emsa, and then it says v'chein begina makom shenagu ligdar mechayev noisan. The makom shenagu ligdar the mechayev to do it. So what's the kasha? So you see, it's in hezekriya. What do you mean? V'chein begina means going back on rotsu. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara's kasha is that. The Gemara later on says that begina stam, a regular gina stam, is considered kemokum shenogu ligdar. That means every gina automatically can mechayiv each other to make a fence. So you see, klar is the din of hezekriya. Toshma v'chein begina. You see, by gina the stam is you're allowed to make a fence, and you could enforce all the guy to make a fence. And for the Gemara, gina shani k'drab abba. Don't rab abba, rab huna, rab. We had this mesechus b'matzia. Also, if a person to stand next to his friend's field and look at his field while it's all grown, everything is all there, become himself. Why? Because it's ayin hara. So here, in such a case, it's a kuli alma is a problem. Hezekiah, it's worse. It's not Hezekiah, it's Hezekiah of ayin hara. And therefore, you could force each other to make a wall to stop the Zayin Hara. It says a chen. It sounds like the same halacha as the resha, which says that you have rotsu. Dafka, if they both want, do they make a wall? And here it says v'chein. So tomorrow, gvil v'gazes. Go on the gvil v'gazes where it says in the resha of the Mishnah that if the minig hamakom is to make it with gvil, you make it with gvil. With gazes v'gazes, different size stones, different type of stones. So there, that's what v'chein is going on. But of course, the gino going now is more important, and they could make be forced to make a wall. Why? Because the chash of ayin hara, like it says, oslo on lam v'sadach haveru. Now the truth is, in the Mishnah also has a case of bikkah, which the Gemara says by bikkah the stam is not to make a wall. You don't have to make a wall. And the Tosfos has a kash over here that by bikkah also says the same problem ayin hara. Bishlam, if you're talking about like hezekriya, so bikkah, you hardly ever go to the bikkah. So that the bikkah is outside in the outskirts, it's big like wheat fields. You don't go to much. But if the problem is ayin hara, why shouldn't you force the neighbor to make a wall together with you? So Tosfos answers. So Tosfos says, "Kach de masal gina." Says, "In time, high time is chayv nami ligdar abikar. V'yeshloim meshani gina shemegadlan ba yerek laachila. You plant vegetables to eat. V'chol shohi yemed to come asel. And every it's always day like that. Av abikar, it's only 1 month a year that's oimed to come asel, and you're not mechayv ligdar for that time." So the more vayit, Tashma, the Mishnah vayit says like this: Koysel chotzer shenoyf shenafal. If you have a koysel chotzer that fell. You're mechuyev to replace the both mechuyev to replace the koisel up to 4 amos. So what does it say? You have to make a wall. It says you have to. Mechayev noise liv nois adal amos. You have to make the wall. So you see, hezek riyash mehezek. And for the Gemara, no, what the kash is that? Nafal shani. There it fell. You had a wall already. If you had a wall already, so you could force yourself to make a wall. Break the Gemara, the kari law, ma kari law. What was the havamina? What was the havamina over here that this is a raya? Of course, it says nafa. What would the havamina? So tomorrow I'll tell you what the havamina is. And the havamina, we thought that really this is a raya, mechuyev to make a wall, dalet amos, even without nafal. What was the chiddush for nafal? Why did it say nafal? Because then we thought the chiddush was for the sefer. It said nafal for the chiddush in the sefer. Sefer tzrichle, medalet amos v'lamayloi mechayev noisai. That you're not mechuyev to make it higher than dalet amos. That means even if the original wall was 10 amos high, when you replace it, all you need is 4 amos. That's the level of Hezekriya, is 4 amos, approximately 7-8 feet. So that's how much mechuyev for, even though it was high in the beginning. So that's a nafal. We thought maybe it was just agav the sefer, that the sefer you only picked out amos, even though it was a nafal, even though it was higher in the beginning. So the Gemara thought was a riot. You have to make a wall. The Gemara, no. Nafal shani is true. The only time you have mechuyev to each other to make a wall is only if it was there already and it fell down. Toshima, a mission later on. Nafal, the kaifin oisai, libnois beishar, vedelas lechatz. That the shutvim could force each other. We have here a few bnei achatzer. So that each of them could force each other to make a beishar and a delas to the front of the chatzer. What's a beishar? Rashi explains, beishar is like a half moon that closes up the opening to the chatzer. You have here a picture, a big front yard in front of 10 houses. There's 10 houses, a big front yard. And the front yard has a door, has an opening to the Rosh Hashanah. So what they did was, they made a wall, like a half moon wall, and left it open on one side. And therefore you get in from the side. You get in from the side, but people in Rosh Hashanah can't look straight into the chatzer because it's blocked. And you have a little opening from the side. And on that opening you make a delos. A delos is like showing them why you make that delos. Either pshat is because sometimes people in Shiram could push into that side and look inside, so that's the Havadalas, or for security. So you could force each other to make a Beis Shar or a Dalas Lachatzah. So what do you see? You can force each other to make a Beis Shar. You see that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Shema Amino, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. And for the Gemara, Hezek the Rabbim Shiny. Hezek the Rabbim is different. Hezek the Rabbim Shiny means that when it comes to the whole Shiram looking inside already, that everyone agrees is enough of a din, enough of a din, it's enough of a din to have a din has a griya.
What do you mean by writing in the English man is the fact that there's 10 people in the chutzah and they're not making a wall between each other? They're only an outskirts wall.
You know, it's only when you're making chalukah. When you're together, no one has a griya. No, it's not. If you don't make a chalukah, no one has a griya. They're not interested in making a chalukah. They want to have one big chutzah. The only time you have a hezek is when you have two different properties, me and my neighbor. So then you split it. And then the whole shaila, when you could force a split, it has to be big enough. Even if it's big enough, we don't have to split. They didn't want to split. They liked having a big shetach. They enjoyed that. And they weren't embarrassed each other. They were brothers, whatever they were. They didn't care. But here, look, you see, they could force each other to gabi the shirab, they could force it. There's a din hezegriah. That they could force each other to make that wall. So you see, there's a din of hezegriah. And they want to know, hezek the rabbim shiny, that hezek the rabbim is different, and therefore you could force each other. So that's the Gemara. But the yachah loy, but the yachah does not have it in hezegriah. Tashema, ein cholkem esachot sa'achi ve'dal amis lezeh, ve'dal amis lezeh. That the halacha is, you can't force each other, like Rashi says, you can't force each other to split a chatzer until there's enough, there's dal amas for each person. But if there is enough for each person, one shutif, one partner, could force other partner to split. My love, bekaisel. We're assuming that if you're splitting, you're splitting with a kaisel. For some reason, I don't know why we thought that, but we said, we split with a kaisel. And we are assuming that you split with a kaisel and you can make them both pay. But like upon him, you see that there's a din hezegriah and for the Gemara, loy be mesipas v'alma. No, it means that you can force each other to split with a mesipas, not dafka with a kaisel. Tosis already is bothered by what I just spoke out under my breath. The question says, Tema, Tosis, devim as my laugh. V'yehe be kaisel, dilma haki purusha. Ein chalkim as chas afil echa reich livin eis a kaisel, so shaloi. He wants to make the kaisel on his own rishos. Maybe you're right, it's for kaisel, but maybe he's put it into his own rishos. So his cholkim is mashma be'emtza, that it's the middle. Like upon him, the Gemara was thought that it would. I'm saying Tosis talks about it. Yeah.
What's
Mesipis? Mesipis is a shvacher fence, not a kaisel, not a like a wooden fence, slats, wooden slats. So what are you saying from the Rambam? Aram, what are you saying? Yeah, so the Tosis is a pshat here. That here, no, Tosis doesn't even cash. Doesn't have what the having of kaisel. He's saying is that even for the having of kaisel, maybe putting the orashos. And we're loyim mesipas baum. Toshima hachaloinois beimil milo beimil mato ubeim bekenegdom dal ramos. That by chaloinois, when you make windows next to your neighbor, you cannot. You have to be careful where you make those windows. So it means one of the shutvim, they already had existing houses, and now he wants to build something, he wants to build a wall connected the chaloinus of his chaveira. We have here a house with windows, and you are building a wall connected his chaloinus. Now what's the problem with a wall? The problem with a wall is you can stand on top of the wall and look into the friend's window. So it says, hachaloinus, beimel maila, beimel matme, connected dal ramos. You have to make the wall either higher than the window dal ramos or lower than the window dal ramos. Or when you go and connect it, and that's a different reason, that's because of making his house dark, you have to go dal ramos away from the window. But Tani Allah, like the Brides explains, Pshah in the Mishnah, Milmailon Kadesh lo Yotzitz v'yira. Milmailon has to be dal ramos above the window, so you shouldn't be able to stand on top of the wall and look down into the window. So if it's 4 amos high already, you can't look into the window. Milmatam. Under the window, it has to be at least 4 amos below the window. You shouldn't stand on top of the wall and look into his house. And Mekenegdon, shouldn't darken his house. So what do you see? See, clearly, there's a halacha of hezegriah. When you make your wall, you got to be careful. It shouldn't be Keneged, the window of your friend. Higher, it has to be higher than amos, lower than amos. See, clearly, they're worried about looking into the window, even though it's a bias diachid. And for the Gemara, Hezekah the Bayis shiny. When it comes to Hezekah of a Bayis, it's different. The Hezekah of a Bayis, that everyone agrees, there's a din of Hezekriya. So it means, it comes out, we're saying Hezekah the Bayis, Kuliyama is din Hezekriya. The whole Shal is a Gabi Achatzah. Tashema. Because a Chatzah is, but in a Bayis, you have no choice but to do private things. In a Chatzah, you have a choice. You don't have to do private things. So therefore, that's a Shal, that's called Hezekriya. In a Bayis, so there, for sure, is din Hezekriya. Tashema. And the Chabi not right. Don't have Nachman on Shmuel. Gaga somach chotzer chaveroi. Oysoloi maika gavoy dal ramos. If you have a roof next to the chotz of your friend, oysoloi maika gavoy dal ramos. You make a maika dal ramos high. It means usually if you have a gag, all you need is 10 tefachim. A maika in the Torah is a chiyah maika. That's then a 10 tefachim high. But if you're next to a chotzer chaveroi, you have to make a maika 4 amos high. So you see, there's a din of hezegriah. So the Gemara Shani Hosom. Domli balachotz balagag, the balachotz could tell the balagag, l'di kvili tashmishi, by me, my chotzer is, I regularly do things in my chotzer. L'didach l'kvili tashmishi, while you, on your roof, it's not, you're not always there, you just come once in a while. But lo yadana behei idna salikavas, I have no idea when you're going up and to use your roof. I have no idea what's the plan. The itzdom b'hatminach, on top of Gimel Malach. This one, that I should be careful from you. And therefore, it's there's a shiloh of hezekriya here. When is two chaseris? So I know you're always there, so I'm careful. Masha'inkin, if you're on a roof, I'm gonna get comfortable, see that you're hardly ever there. I'm going to do private things there. Then you're going to go up on your roof and see me. So therefore, there'll be a chiv to make a dalai lamas, huh?
I'm always there.
Right, so he can't be careful. Look, he's going to mistakenly think that you're not there. Since the roof, you're usually not there, he's going to mistakenly think that you're not there, and therefore that's going to happen. Maybe, you know, by the beginning, he's going to remember, oh, you're supposed to be this, be careful. And he says, no, the guy's never on his roof, and he's going to stop doing things in his chatzar, and you're going to be up there on your roof, and he'll be hezekriya. Mashaike by a chatzar, we know, the switch is wrong there, so therefore, where there's no chiyuv, there's no din of hezekriya, because I know to be careful because you're there.